Blackstone Audio presents Daring Greatly, How the Courage to Be Vulnerable Transforms the Way We Live, Love, Parent, and Lead by Brené Brown, PhD, LMSW. This book is read by Karen White. To Steve, you make the world a better place and me a braver person. What it means to dare greatly. The phrase daring greatly is from Theodore Roosevelt's speech, Citizenship in a Republic. The speech, sometimes referred to as the man in the arena, was delivered at the Sorbonne in Paris, France, on April 23, 1910. This is the passage that made the speech famous. It is not the critic who counts, not the man who points out how the strong man stumbles, or where the doer of deeds could have done them better. The credit belongs to the man who is actually in the arena, whose face is marred by dust and sweat and blood, who strives valiantly, who errs, who comes short again and again. Because there is no effort without error and shortcoming. But who does actually strive to do the deeds? Who knows great enthusiasms, the great devotions? Who spends himself in a worthy cause? Who, at the best, knows in the end the triumph of high achievement? And who, at the worst, if he fails, at least fails while daring greatly? The first time I read this quote, I thought, this is vulnerability. Everything I've learned from over a decade of research on vulnerability has taught me this exact lesson. Vulnerability is not knowing victory or defeat. It's understanding the necessity of both. It's engaging. It's being all in.